For thousands of years, spiritual teachings have brought inner peace to human beings and answers to many of life's unanswered questions. In 1992, Mr. Li Hongzhi made public in China a teaching passed down from antiquity. Since then, his teachings have restored virtues and peace to millions of people around the world.
Falun Dafa can help you to discover your true self, because it's an ancient teaching, but it was written recently and it applies to the world as we know it. So it's very, very precious.
Falun Dafa is an ancient system of cultivation practice with a lineage that dates back thousands of years. It teaches you to live within the universal principle, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Practice refers to the five sets of peaceful exercises and meditations that serve to purify and strengthen all the layers of your entire body.
When I was done the exercise, I felt so good. I felt like as light as a feather. And I felt, I feel very healthy now compared to how I felt before I practiced.
I did all five sets of exercises. And I read during that, actually, the moment I was doing exercises, I gained some wisdom.
Guided by the universal principles, Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, enables you to completely refine your entire body, mind, and spirit, making it the most holistic and comprehensive system of cultivation practice in the world today.
I found people really interested in the Falun Gong as a spiritual practice as part of a Qigong tradition that goes back for thousands of years. Chinese medicine has already established itself worldwide. So has our food and culture. Now people want more, want to find answers to life's mysteries and go deeper, to raise consciousness, to get more direction for their own lives. This spiritual search is happening worldwide.
The founder and master of the system, Mr. Li Hongzhi, first brought Falun Dafa to the public in May of 1992. For the next 2.5 years, he tirelessly gave over 50 10-day lectures and taught exercises to thousands of people all over China. At the end of 1994, Master Li published the fundamental teachings of Falun Dafa in the book Zhuan Fa Lun, and announced that he had completed his teaching in China. He then traveled and gave lectures in Europe and other parts of Asia. He has traveled to speak at experience-sharing conferences held by practitioners around the world, including North America.
Li Hongzhi is the master of Falun Dafa. He is my teacher. He is the one who has written these marvelous books that I studied and tell me the answers to the questions that I've had about, you know, life, the universe, and everything since I've been a little wee kid.
Since 1994, Falun Dafa has spread to millions of people in over 40 countries around the world. Practitioners throughout the world voluntarily teach the exercises to the public. They use all available means to demonstrate the practice and introduce people to the book Zhuan Fa Lun. In the book Zhuan Fa Lun, it says,
"You should always maintain a heart of compassion and kindness towards others and think of others before doing anything."
I always had ulterior motives. I fought with everybody. I wanted everybody to change to suit me. And through reading Zhuan Fa Lun and incorporating the principles of Zhen Shen Ren, truth, compassion, and tolerance into my life, I've become such a peaceful person.
People encounter Falun Dafa in many different ways. Some through friends and family, some people find it on the internet, and some just walk right into it.
I was just walking down 42nd Street and I noticed all the balloons and the banners hanging up, and so I decided to come in here and I saw people actually doing it and practicing it. And they had free practice lessons over there, and I started to actually do it and it felt very relaxing. So I actually signed up for some classes. There's lots of different people here, and so I feel like maybe I could do it. It's not something that came from China and that's very sort of Chinese. It's something that people who are from America or different countries can actually do and participate in.
Nowhere has this powerful effect on an entire society been better exemplified than in China. From 1992 to 1999, the Chinese government licensed, supported, endorsed, and gave awards to Falun Dafa.
中国法轮功在广州越来越被广大群众所认识。
Falun Gong is becoming more recognized in China. People are filling parks and gardens to practice it. Falun Gong is beneficial to health and is beneficial to society as well, making society healthier and more productive.
Falun Dafa is the pressure on the Chinese government's health care system. An official from the People's Republic of China Sports Commission stated in the U.S. and World Report,
if 100 million people are practicing it, that's 100 billion yuan saved per year in medical fees.
There are thousands and thousands of practitioners in China and throughout the world who have been healed of illnesses that are, per se, untreatable by both Western and Eastern families.
His Chen Xiu's family members noticed remarkable changes in their 58-year-old mother after she began practicing Falun Dafa.
She smiles more, her short-tempered chin, her softer and more tolerant disposition.
Since 1992, Falun Dafa has spread across China faster than any other teaching in history.
This is a movement which is deeply rooted in Chinese tradition, which expresses the best values of China, which is a physical movement, a movement for good health, a good spirit.
In February 1999, a Chinese government survey estimated that over 70 million people, including senior government officials, practiced Falun Dafa in China alone. President Jiang Zemin saw this popularity as a potential threat. Falun Dafa's numbers exceeded those of the Communist Party. In July the same year, he began his vicious crackdown on Falun Dafa. Millions of dollars and all available government manpower are used to fuel President Jiang Zemin's personal vendetta, to quote, to intensify the crackdown, to destroy Falun Gong's reputation, and to eliminate Falun Gong within 3 months. Since July 22, 1999, at least 150 practitioners were sentenced to jail terms, up to life in prison. Over 50,000 peaceful and innocent practitioners were arrested and beaten. Over 25,000 practitioners were sent to forced labor camps without trial. Over 800 healthy practitioners were sent to psychiatric hospitals and forced daily overdoses of antipsychotic drugs and abused with electric shocks.
The government needs to hospitalize wrongfully non-mentally ill dissidents because this would help them in their effort to paint the Falun Gong practitioners as not being against government policy, but as being mentally ill. So even if they were to hospitalize a small number, word would soon spread that Falun Gong practitioners are crazy. Now, nothing could be further from the truth.
Tens and thousands of Falun Gong members were arrested by Chinese purely because they were practicing their own beliefs. We have documented closed-door trials where no one knew what happened during the trials. They usually get tortured.
All lawyers were threatened not to represent any Falun Dafa practitioners. Millions of Falun Dafa books were destroyed and burned in public. Communications with the outside world are blocked.
The day after the Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference, I was sitting at my computer and I started to receive emails at a very rapid rate. The emails were short and in Chinese, but they were coming at a very fast rate, between 10 and 20 a minute. And by the time it was done, there were something like 2,500 or 3,000 email messages, which completely swamps the system and makes email impossible to use. I tried to trace the messages back to their origin and discovered that they were being sent from a service provider inside China somewhere.
Just recently, we received a notice from someone in China stating that our servers here will get attacked. And surely enough, the very next day, we received attacks similar to the ones happened to Yahoo.com or Amazon.com to our servers. which made our servers inaccessible for days, and people were not able to access it in any way.
People seen practicing exercises or even talking about Falun Dafa are immediately arrested. Police reward people who report on their neighbors seen practicing or talking about Falun Dafa, even in the privacy of their own homes. Practitioners are attacked, beaten, tortured, electrocuted, starved, raped, and killed.
On December 31st, 1999, while I was standing at Tiananmen Square to watch the national flag raising ceremony, three policemen dragged me into a police car for no reason and beat me badly, causing bleeding all over my face. On February 4th, 2000, my husband and I were having dinner in a Beijing restaurant, when suddenly over 10 policemen came and arrested us without reason because we practiced Falun Gong. During detention, they tortured me physically and mentally. They forced me to stand on the frozen cement floor in the cold winter as they took turns to interrogate me for 24 hours. They didn't let me sleep for a few days. Any of the criminals who could prevent me from exercising would have their sentence reduced. Certain prisoners told me that they not only beat me themselves, they would also convince other prisoners to beat me. Some prisoners beat and cursed me with authority and without fear.
Ms. Zhao Xin, a 32-year-old lecturer at Beijing University, was arrested while doing Falun Dafa exercises in a park on June 19, 2000. Zhao Xin was brutally beaten by the police at the Haidian police substation in Beijing. Her neck was broken. After being paralyzed for 6 months, Ms. Xin died from her injuries. On December 13, she was laid to rest. Mrs. Chen Zixiu was arrested in mid-February 2000. The Wall Street Journal reported her captors again demanded she renounce her belief in Falun Dafa. Barely conscious after repeated jolts from a cattle prod, the 58-year-old stubbornly shook her head. 2 days of torture left her legs bruised and her short black hair matted with pus and blood. She never regained consciousness again and died on February 2000.
I'm sorry that they're doing such evil things simply because one man, the president of China, James Lin, said to do so. I think it's time for so many.
As of January 25th, 2001, at least 124 innocent practitioners have been killed as a result of torture in police custody.
This type of conduct, government sanctioned, is a violation, serious violation of human rights.
I hope all the people who have a kind heart and the various governments will step in to assist in the resolution of this issue.
In one of his poems from May 8, 1999, Mr. Li states,
"In the face of trials, one's true nature is revealed."
These Falun Dafa practitioners have taken the ultimate responsibility to leave the sense of peace within themselves as they are brutally tested to see how true they are to this precious teaching of Falun Dafa.
For truth, they have risked everything to clarify the facts for everyone. Despite the risk, practitioners held a secret press conference in China to reveal the persecution to the world. Beatrice Turpin, formerly of APTV, was there.
The atmosphere was one of courage, I would say courage on the part of the Falun Gong members, who despite the crackdown and despite all the harassment they were getting, dared to try to call this secret press conference. One person would come up and talk about the persecution that they had faced because of being a Falun Gong member, be it having to quit their job, losing their place in the Communist Party, and more poignantly, a few people came up and talked about the treatment that they had received while being detained because of being Falun Gong members. They talked about torture, of having their arms bound behind their backs, and it was really quite awful. One woman showed the scars on her hands, and it was really quite touching that they despite this persecution, they would have the courage to come and organize this press conference. They just spoke freely and with immense courage, knowing full well that after this press conference, they would undoubtedly be caught.
Practitioners continue to selflessly appeal, facing brutality with hearts of compassion. Sun Yong, now living in Canada, tells a story of what she witnessed while being jailed in China for her practice of Falun Dafa.
I got to know a lovely young practitioner in jail. She was on a hunger strike, demanding for the right to practice Falun Dafa. On the sixth day, several male policemen forcibly pinned her to the floor and force-fed her with a tube. The scene was too brutal to describe. She was vomiting blood, fluid, and food all over her body. Guilty and confused, the police said, "If you would just eat on your own, you wouldn't have to suffer like this." In reply, she said, "You have seen what I have endured. The suffering was unbearable. I want to awaken you to the fact that it is wrong to treat Falun Dafa practitioners this way. It is wrong for the government to defame Falun Dafa. If my suffering could awaken your good conscience, making you awaken and know that what you are doing is wrong and that you are damaging yourself, then my suffering would not be in vain."
With patience, tolerance, and endurance, practitioners strive forward to overcome all barriers. A policeman approaches a very old farmer sitting alone and exhausted in Tiananmen Square. He had walked hundreds of miles in order to be heard. Quietly and slowly, he pulled several pairs of worn-out handmade shoes from a bag and looked at the guard. "I have come a long way to be here. All I want to say is, Falun Dafa is good, and the government is wrong to persecute."
You can't dismiss this any more than you could dismiss Christianity or Buddhism or Islam or any other great spiritual movement. This is, in my judgment, the greatest single spiritual movement in Asia today. There is nothing that begins to compare with it in courage and importance.
When asked how he felt about the practitioners who are giving their lives for Falun Dafa, Jason Loftus, a student and Falun Dafa practitioner, said,
"We're not separate from each other. I think, although they seem to be very far away, and the vast majority are people I've never met before. From what I hear over the internet and what I see them do, I know that they have the same heart for Falun Dafa. I see that they also feel, as I do, that these principles are the most precious and important things in our lives."
Falun Dafa practitioners outside of China use all available opportunities to let the world know the truth about Falun Dafa and the illegal persecution. In March 2000, the United Nations held their annual summit in Geneva, Switzerland. Thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners came to peacefully appeal to the international community for support. A press conference was held to clarify the truth to foreign media. In September 2000, practitioners from all around the world gathered in New York City for another United Nations summit. Practitioners practiced in parks and held a parade through the city that ended in front of the United Nations building, where they continued their appeal for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China.
People that come from all different countries, all different backgrounds, speaking all different languages, but what we all shared was we'd all been deeply affected by the principle of Jen Shenren, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. And Falun Dafa had changed all of our lives. Everyone was there because they had all benefited so much from Falun Dafa that they wanted to do something for Falun Dafa themselves.
In December 2000, practitioners held a candlelight vigil in Taiwan to remember the more than 100 fellow practitioners who had died as a result of the persecution. Then, practitioners took their appeal to Chinese soil. They held an experience-sharing conference in Hong Kong's City Hall and paraded through the city streets. They formed the precious principles Zhen Shan Zen, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, for the entire world to see via international media.
Aside from the large-scale appeals held on an international scale, practitioners work hard in their local areas to reveal the truth to more people. They hold local parades, collecting signatures for petitions, sending out Falun Dafa newspapers, and holding information to the library. These are held hundreds of district candle vigils and appeals in front of their closest Chinese embassy or consulate. They have consistently protected and maintained Falun Dafa websites. They have worked to create newspapers, CDs, videos, and even begun to broadcast on radio waves. They have reached out and worked with all levels of media in order to clarify the defaming propaganda spread by the Chinese government and to tell the real story about Falun Dafa. They have worked with governments worldwide without being involved in any political power struggles. In all these actions, they have never sought fame, power, personal gain, or profit. Falun Dafa practitioners around the world, like the practitioners in China, have demonstrated the spirit of true peace and virtue that resonates from the essence of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance.
I think the reason that the practitioners inside and outside of China have been able to persevere through this propaganda and persecution is simply because of the purity and the power of Falun Dafa itself.
Good people around the world are starting to support the truth of Falun Dafa and condemn the persecution.
The Honorable Adrian Clarkson, Governor General of Canada, stated,
"The men and women who follow the precepts of the Falun Dafa wish to live in symbiosis with the universe and experience inner peace. They cultivate the will to live in peace with themselves and in harmony with the universe, thus learning compassion for others and helping to create a more open and tolerant society."
Members of the House of Lords in the United Kingdom stated, quote, "Falun Gong is an entirely peaceful belief system which encourages the highest standards of moral behavior among its adherents. These people are not only harmless, but also deeply respectable."
Never before has the world witnessed a movement of such large scale, where millions of people are standing up for the truth with unequal selflessness, compassion, and exceptional forbearance in the face of such vicious and brutal persecution. As we watch what has unfolded in China, we cannot help being moved by the courage, faith, compassion, and forbearance of the Falun Dafa practitioners.
Just as Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, and Jesus of Nazareth took responsibility to guide people towards virtue and morality in the past, now, to all people in the world who embrace truth, compassion, tolerance in their hearts, Falun Dafa has risen up to offer a way.
Zen Shen Ren is life. In a world without truth, what is there? The world without truth is a world full of lies, right? The world without compassion is a world full of selfishness. A world without tolerance is a world full of fear. And these practitioners know that. They know that Zen Shen Ren is the soul of everything. And they stand up and they give their lives to keep these virtues in the world.
In a letter to Falun Dafa practitioners, Dr. Ed Crowley of Amnesty International writes, "This persecution too will come to an end, and truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance will reign. As you perfect your bodies and minds and show us the way to truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance."
Falun Dafa is something that I think that can touch the heart of anyone, regardless of culture, age, background, anything like that. I think that there's something in the Falun Dafa books, mainly Chuan Fulun, that can spark, I think, the hearts of anyone, no matter where you're from.